If you have been thinking about 10xing the results of your business, your life, your whole life, I need to tell you about everything I have been going through. It has been a rabbit hole over the past 2 weeks. And yes, I'm going to tell you the three biggest obstacles that get in the way of reaching 10x. Hi, my name is Ina Koveni. I am a business coach, and oh my God, I have to change my entire introduction. I have to change the entire way of how I introduce myself based on what has happened over the past 2 weeks. Oh my God, I can't wait to fill you in on all of this. So, my name is Ina Koveni, and I am a business coach. Coach. Let's try that again. My name is Ina Koveni, and I am a business coach and strategic and visionary mentor for business owners who are looking to reach the six figures in their business. And I am going to tell you about the roller coaster that I have been on over the past 2 weeks because I want you to be on that 10x wagon with me. All right. So, for everybody, I am here on Instagram. I am also inside the Facebook group. I'm going to turn off all notifications on my phone so that we can get started without any interruptions. Okay. You guys, first of all, you all know me as Ina Koveni, who talks about small audiences. And I'm gonna tell you, small audiences have been good to me, which is what I keep touting to everybody who will hear, that you don't need a big audience to create a beautiful business, that you don't need a big audience to be noticed online. You don't need a big audience to get big guests on your podcast. I have had John Lee Dumas was episode one, Pat Flynn was episode five, Sean Cannell, Kevin Schmidlin, Laura Belgray, Rachel Miller from Moolah Marketing. I have had some of the biggest guests, like my dream guests on my podcast, by having a small audience. But how do you do that? That's what I've been talking about for the past several years, is show you how to grow your business regardless of the size of your audience. And that hasn't changed. That's still my belief. My audience is still super small. By any standards, you are probably following a lot of people who have 50,000 followers, right? Who have 100,000 followers. You follow a lot of people who have way more followers than I do. And I am just not the biggest fish out there. I'm just not. But I've been able to make six figures in my business. I've been able to talk to incredible people on my podcast. I've been able to build this life where I was able to take my husband out on a celebrity cruise, and celebrity because I was the cruise line, but we felt like celebrities. We had a butler. We went all class, all out on a cruise for his birthday last December, and all of that was paid for my revenue in my business. And that was kind of like my way of showing him, right? Because like we all have this struggle with our spouses, like, do they understand what we do and why we do it? That's why we do it, so we can have a 10x life. And I have to tell you that over the past 2 weeks, I have been on this roller coaster of realizations. Roller coaster. And it all started when a dear friend suggested that I check out this book. And I'm going to put the link right here. And now I have gotten like five of my entrepreneurial friends reading this book, because just in chapter one, your mind is just going to start to blow. For everybody who's listening to this on the podcast, you can find the link to the book below in the show notes. So, what was this book about? This book was about realizing that working harder, and I'm sure this is stuff you've heard before, but you will never hear it the way that this book describes it, right? That you cannot work yourself to having a 10x life and having a 10x business. That there's really only a few ways to get to 10x. And if you focused your efforts on just making that happen, then your life is going to be completely different. So, because of this book, I started to notice, I started to pay attention to where my efforts were going, to the kind of offers that I had, to like, what is it that I wanted out of my life? What is it that I wanted out of my life and my business? And something really came to light. For the past several years, I have been a business coach. Now, if you have ever had a coach, you know what a business coach does. Okay. A business coach gets together with you, reviews your life, your struggles, your hangups, and gives you amazing aligned guidance on what you could be doing in the like going forward. And if the coach is any good, they're not pushing you towards a specific agenda, right? If the coach is any good, they're helping you find the solutions, find the answers inside of yourself. That's what a good coach does, is for you to realize that I don't want this anymore for me. I want this, and I want to be able to get there. So your coach can guide you on how you can go ahead and get there, but it has to be a really aligned action. So it's coaching is a beautiful discipline. And I've been coaching for a very long time. I love coaching. I love my coaching clients. I love really diving in and finding out what is it that makes them tick, or what would be the greatest next action for them. I love doing that. But then as I started thinking about my 10x jump, right? What does that look like? Is that really just a 10x in revenue? Is that really just a 10x in what? In luxury? Like, what does that mean? I started to think about how can I 10x my impact on others, right? How can I 10x the way that I serve, right? How can I 10x my impact? And I'm going to tell you something. It is my birthday next week. It is my birthday on Tuesday. And I am kind of like getting into that mode of a renewal, right? Getting into that mode of, I want that 10x reality to be like right there. So last week, I started to analyze, how do I make more of an impact in people's lives? Because coaching, as much as I love it and as much as you know what it is kind of limited. And I have been feeling this. I've been feeling this for a long time, that it really limits you. Really, coaching is such a, it's a discipline that ties your hands behind your back. There's only so many things that you can do to help a client because really they have to get there themselves. They have to make these realizations themselves. If you, this is how I describe it to my clients, is I try not to wake up a sleepwalker. Have you guys ever heard this? I don't know if it's like an urban legend or that kind of thing, that if you see somebody sleepwalking, you should not, like, this is like what people say, right? Like, don't say their name, right? Don't wake them up violently because it's going to create all of this trauma, right? Like, there are things that you're not supposed to do when it comes to waking up a sleepwalker, right? Like, don't wake them up, just like gently nudge them back to their bed, right? Get them back to sleep. Okay. That waking up a sleepwalker can be traumatic for them. I don't know if it's an urban legend. I have been a sleepwalker. People have said my name when I have been walking while sleeping, right? It didn't create any consequences. I'm not saying that those things are true, but if you've heard them, like we all have that, like that in our zeitgeist, right? That you don't violently wake up a sleepwalker. It's the same with coaching. You have probably experienced this before. When you have been in a coaching session with someone, or maybe a therapy session, and the person who's meant to guide you to find the most aligned action, right? The most aligned next step, that person completely disregards what is in alignment for you. And instead, they just tell you what you're supposed to be doing. And you get taken aback. You go, whoa. Who made you the boss of me? Who made you the expert in my life? What is that about? And you go home and you think about it and you're traumatized because this is supposed to be somebody that you trust. And now they're pushing you to do something. And you're like, but I don't want to do that. I don't feel like I want to do that. And we've been there before. We've all been there before where we've had a coach overstep that boundary of instead of helping us with alignment, They completely overstep on it and they say you have to do this because this is what you need to do. I've been in sessions like that and I have cried. I've been like shaken by somebody doing that. So something in coaching that is very, very appropriate to do is to not wake up a sleepwalker, is if somebody's sleepwalking, to gently nudge them to different realizations. And if they're not ready to get there's only so much that we can do. If we want to continue to be able to help them, right, we'll continue to have that goal that we want to get them to, but we have to nudge them into it if they're not ready to jump both feet in, right? So in that sense, there's only so much that a business coach can do to help someone with their business. And now I was starting to see the limitation. I started to see that I can spend years giving someone the next step, the right next step, the aligned action, but it's 100% dependent on them whether they take action, whether they're ready to cross through limiting beliefs and fears. There's only so much that I can do and I can help them with it, and I'm here for it, but they have to walk through the threshold on their own. And then when I was starting to think of how can I make a bigger impact? What can I do for my clients in order to get them to really 10x their results, 10x their lives? Something came up. And that is that I had already been doing it. I have had clients where they actually don't take just my business coaching. I have had clients ask for more. And it's something that, I'm one of those people who will prefer to say yes if I can help you, right? I'm not one of those people that are like, nope, that's not what I do. That's not what you signed up for. I'm just not gonna do it. Like it's been a journey for me with boundaries. So especially with clients, that have a specific request that I'm like, yeah, I can totally help you with that. I have had clients who are off of a coaching engagement with me and they choose to pay me by the hour to come and help them with something, right? They choose to like, hey, give me your consult link. I need your brain on this. I need your copywriting skills. I need your masterclass creation skills. I need your presentation skills. I need your writing email sequences skills. I need like all of you. I have had clients use my entire palette of skills. And I have to tell you, it's been fun. It's been really fun to do things that normally I don't do as a coach. If I come and I tell you, hey, as your business coach, here are some templates, here's some examples of nurture sequences, go and write it. I'm not the one writing the emails. My coachees are the ones doing it. But in this particular type of situation, I found myself writing copy, like getting paid for writing copy, for creating beautiful masterclass lessons, including helping one of my clients create her entire TEDx talk. In what world did I think I would ever be a part of something like that? When I went to that TEDx talk and I could hear my words on that stage, it fired up something in me that I wanted to be able to use my full palette of skills. Now, I am not a virtual assistant. I am not a copywriter. I am not a freelancer. I have a very high level set of skills to grow businesses. These particular skills that were being tapped on was not as a freelancer, but was as a strategist. Because when we do the things together, we could get them done way faster with higher quality than if we had hired somebody else off the street, and we can keep moving. And my clients that were serving, that were helping themselves to what I was serving up, they started experiencing exponential success, regular five-figure launches, masterclasses that seem easy, right? A high masterclass and high conversion. Everything working, getting on the TEDx stage, getting clients whenever they wanted, These things became possible for them. And it made me wonder, what is the difference between that uber successful client and anybody else that I am a coach for? And that was the key, that I became a partner in their business. I had skin in the game. There were stakes, right? That I was delighted to be a part of, to be a part of that partnership, right? I was delighted to be running alongside somebody who was extremely ambitious, somebody who was extremely, who had real high goals for their life. It was such a pleasure to become a partner in their business, to not just tell them, this is what you need to be doing, go do it, come back next week, but to actually be in it and be in the action. And that's how I had to like really sit with it and think about, how do I put this out there? This is not freelancing services. This is far from it. This is a partnership. Do you see the difference between coaching somebody by the hour and hoping that they did what they're supposed to do and then coming back and reviewing results versus me being a part of that journey, me being able to put myself in the shoes of that entrepreneur and be able to tell me, if I were you, this is what I would be doing differently. This is a strategy that I would follow. These are the questions I would be asking, and actually go and ask those questions and actually put those processes in place and do that with the entrepreneur. It was almost like it lit up a light bulb in my mind that this is a Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak kind of situation, where you have a visionary with another visionary who can implement. And when you put both brains together, you find two incredible zones of genius working side by side. And that is very different from a business coaching engagement. And that's how I came up with the 10X mentorship. So before I come here and tell you like these things that I have discovered about 10Xing and the three obstacles that you need to start overcoming right now, like these are things that I would be telling my 10X clients right now to start overcoming. I'm going to tell you what those three things are. But first, I want to tell you that applications to work with me in that capacity are closing on Tuesday, on my birthday. I'm going to be on the beach on Tuesday, and it's going to be the last day to apply to have me in your pocket as your strategist partner in your business. Now, partner in the literal sense, it doesn't mean that I get a cut of your revenue. We have an agreement. You pay me for my services, and that is it. I do not get a cut of your business. I am not a managing partner in your business. I become a partner in strategy. And we do it together. This is a 6-month engagement where our goal is to get you on your path to those 10X results. And I'm in there in the trenches with you, which is extremely different than business coaching. So if you would like to explore working together in that capacity, just comment apply. And as soon as you do, I'm going to send you the link to the application process. The cost of the mentorship is in the application. You don't have to submit the application to find out how much it is. It is right on the face of the application. It describes, you know, how much time this takes. It describes everything that you need. Plus, it asks some questions that I need to know because I want to make sure that you will be the right partner for me. I have very limited spots because this is a very high intensive mentorship. So it is not for everybody. It is not for every kind of business. And it's not for everybody who just wants somebody to write their copy. That's not what this is. This is a partnership to grow your business to the next level. And we're going to do it together. All right. So if you're interested in exploring that possibility, type apply below and I will send you the link to the application. If you feel called to apply, applications close Tuesday, April 30th. All right. Tuesday, April 30th applications close, which means that I can only guarantee that price until Tuesday. After Tuesday, I will be promoting this mentorship again in the future, but the price may change. In fact, the more I get on sales calls to talk about this, and I talk more and more about everything that is included, because it also includes one in-person VIP day here in the city of Boston, where we're going to take a walking tour of the city, getting great content for social media, and get to talk about the things off the cuff that we don't get to talk about in our private coaching calls, right? So that includes that. Like, the more I start talking about everything that it includes, and having not just my brain, but my high skills so that we can get things done way faster, the more I think that the price is a bargain, that the price is a no-brainer. So I can only guarantee that price. Let's call it a founder's price, because it's really the first time that I'm putting this out there. I can only guarantee it until Tuesday. All right. So if you're interested in exploring it, type apply below. I'll send you the link. So what I want to do is I want to tell you about these three keys to getting to your 10x goals that my clients need to know, like, right now, right off the bat. Are you ready? So here they are, the three obstacles to 10x success. Starting with number one, this is a big one. So we have all been in the coaching world for a while, and we all like to set up really high, intense, unimaginable, impossible goals. In fact, I encourage it. I want you to have an impossible goal that you're going for. I want it. I crave it. I need you to have that ambition. Here's where the obstacle comes in. When we have been told that literally anything is possible. Because when we say, well, anything is possible, I could manifest $1 million overnight, right? When we have heard that over and over again, it tends to keep us stuck in this magical thinking that we can grow virally overnight, that things can happen quickly. Because if you're talking about manifestation, anything can happen from one second to the other. So Ina, don't tell me that it can't. If we're building a business, your goal can't be going viral. Your goal can't be to grow by an exponential rate overnight. Yes, I want you to have that big goal, but you gotta know that the path to get there, if it is like this, right? Where you think of a graph, right? Think of a graph where in the x-axis you have time, right? The horizontal axis you have time. And your goal, let's call it your revenue goal, is in the y-axis, is in the vertical axis. The closer that revenue goal, that little dot that we're going to draw on this graph, the closer it is to the y-axis, right? And the farther up it is and away from the x, right? That line that you're drawing from zero to that spot, that line is going to be extremely steep. That steep line represents the amount of resources, money, and skill and luck that is going to require to get to that point in that short amount of time. But if you can think of that goal as something that you have in your horizon, that you will get there, and you will get there the right way, that you will get there with your head down, working on the things you need to be working on at the rate you're supposed to be working on it, with the right kind of help, with the resources that you have, we can get that dot farther away down the horizontal line, down the x-axis, right? Farther away from the y, okay? Just extend it out a little bit, and then that steep line becomes a little bit flatter. And that flatter line, a lower scope, indicates lower resources, skills, team that we need, luck. And what you want is to be able to build a sustainable business over time. You guys, if you have ever hired somebody in the past, you should be familiar with the phenomenon that about 50% of the time, that person is just not going to be the right fit for the job. If we have a very steep curve, right? If we have a very steep line trying to get to our goal, we are going to burn ourselves out, hire the wrong people, not be able to fire them because we need that person there right now to keep up with the load. And we're going to end up nowhere. We're going to end up burned out and not reach that goal anyway. That's how people end up spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on Facebook ads, realize that it didn't work, and now they're broke and they still haven't reached their goal. That kind of viral growth, exponential growth, needs to be paced. You are here for the long haul. You're here for the long run. You're not here to go viral. You're not here to do things super fast. You are here to build a beautiful business that creates impact every day, impact every year that continuously grows, right? Now, if you've been on entrepreneurship for a while, you know that growth is not steady up. You know that growth kind of looks like this. If you're looking at the video, I'm just going up and down with my hand, up and down, but trending up. That's what we want. We want to build a business that is in a steady measure, right? So I feel like that is the first obstacle that everybody needs to be aware of. Are my expectations of the growth leading me to burnout, to exhaust my resources too quickly, right? Do I have a really good reason to make that time frame so short? Expand it. Look at that goal and say, what can I do now to get to the next step in that ladder? And then keep moving up, right? So that is obstacle number one, is having magical thinking and arbitrarily short time frames to create the kind of success that you want. Do the right things, get there in a measured way, and the success will be here to stay. All right, let's go to point number two. And that is doing it alone. That is doing it alone. It's something that you have to recognize at some point that doing things alone are only going to get you so far. And I don't mean that you need a team of 20 people. I don't even mean that you might need a VA right now necessarily, although that is one of people's first hires. It may be getting yourself the right help from the right coach, from the right mentor, right? Realizing, well, I've been in this business for a while. I have had coaches. I'm still not where I want to be. Is it time to invest in somebody that is going to be running it right there alongside with me? That is going to be with me, telling me exactly these are the things that we're going to be doing and split the load. And work together on it. I don't want to be left alone on it anymore. I don't want to join masterminds where I'm just there for the networking or I'm just there to try to pick the coach's brain 10 minutes at a time for 1 hour a week. I want results. So is it time to start investing in higher level assistance? Is it time to hire a strategic and visionary mentor rather than just a business coach? If you've tried coaching before and it's not working, try something new. But don't keep doing the same thing over and over again because it's going to land you in the right place, right? Do you need to get the tech off your plate? Is that the thing that is stopping you? Do you dread putting together landing pages and funnels? Outsource that to somebody else. Do you dread copywriting? You can't even get an email out every week because you can't think of what to write or how to write it well. You go and you outsource that. Right? In other words, if you can't afford hiring somebody, think about it this way, you can't afford not to because things are not moving and they're not going to go anywhere fast if you keep going it alone. So what kind of help do you need and get yourself that help? And things will move a lot faster if you're going for 10x and not just for doing the same thing over and over again. Then that's what you need to be doing. Get yourself the right help to get you to the next step in that ladder. Which brings me to point number three. As soon as I say this word, you are going to think you know what I'm talking about. So I dare you to bear with me after I say it so that I can explain what I mean. And that is systems. Now, you may be thinking that by systems, I mean a freebie, a funnel, a nurture sequence, the Facebook ads funnel. Like you may be thinking like tech. I'm not actually talking about the tech. I am talking about figuring out where your bottlenecks are. What is stopping you from getting to 10x. It could be, like we just said, that you need to hire somebody to take something off your plate. That could be one way to establish a system, but not necessarily. There could be many ways to establish a system, like restructuring your week, right? Restructuring how you work and how much time you spend on each task, like automation. Mind blown that you can automate tasks that you're currently doing manually. That's a thing. So systems keep you working in your zone of genius. No more spinning your wheels. No more doing things that you're not suited for. No more being disappointed that you didn't get to spend the time that you wanted doing the things that you wanted, because now you've set up an environment where things either handle themselves on their own or you handle them at a specific point in time so you can free up your time. Systems are meant to make you more productive, not add more things to your business, but make you more productive. In fact, to simplify. So if I were to come and guide you, if you want to get to 10x, right? You start by setting a goal and an expectation of something that you can do, right? That you know that won't lead to burnout, that you know won't exhaust your resources within the first year. You're here for the long haul. Remember that. Number two, doing it alone. You will need people. Who? We don't know. What is the thing that you need the most? That's what you're going to be investing in next. And finally, systems. Do you want to spend your time doing the things that you are best suited for? And then the rest of the time, all of that stuff can be either automated, handed off, or just not done at all. But we need to get you to open up your calendar to the things that only you can do. Does that make sense? So, like I said, inside the mentorship, inside this 10x beautiful mentorship, I am going to pretend that your business is my own. And we're going to do this together as if we were both in that boat together. This is not a mentorship for everybody. It's not for everyone. It's only for those high-level entrepreneurs who want to reach the high figures, who want to get on the way to 10xing their life and their business. If you're just a beginner, if you're just starting out, a business coach is going to help you break through some struggles. But if you're at the point where you're like, I've done the mindset work, things are still not working. I've worked with many coaches. I have tried different courses and things are still not moving. I'm still only making X amount per month. Then I would encourage you to apply. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you can contact me at Ina Coveney, but you have to spell Coveney right. It ends in EY. You can just find that link on Instagram in the show notes below. Just send me a DM saying apply. That's all you have to do. Send me a DM that says apply, and I will send you the application link. The current price for the mentorship, the details of the membership are all in the application form. So you can actually get those details before we even get on a call. And that ensures that once you apply, I know that you're ready for this. So I can't wait to hear from you. I really hope this was helpful. The last couple of weeks have been the wildest ride of my business. And I can't even tell you how satisfying it is to actually watch 10x happening before my very eyes, not just for me, but also for my clients. And now I am ready to expand that impact to others. We have never had this kind of offer before. I have never offered to join up in partnership with clients in the past. This is a brand new mentorship that, because we're trying it out, is at the lowest price it's ever going to be. So thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to hear from you, everybody on the podcast. Go to Instagram. Find me, DM me, apply. For everybody who's listening on Instagram and on Facebook, just type apply below and I will send you the details. Have a wonderful rest of your day.